Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. I am so excited to have you here on the show today. Today, my guest is Liz Hancock, and I love talking with her about the whole money thing, the mindset of money, and how we can become more abundant. Now, I'm going to introduce Liz in just a moment, but first, I want to acknowledge all of you who have taken time out of your busy day to spend time with us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. I am so honored that this show spans over 50 countries now, all over the world. And today I want to give a shout out to my peeps right here in the USA. So hi, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. So if this is your first time listening to the show, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I'm sure you're going to enjoy another great show today. So I always say this, and I know this, I probably sound like a broken record, but I think being a holistic entrepreneur is like being a conscious entrepreneur. You know, you want to make a difference. You want to leave your imprint on the world. You come from that heart-centered place. So perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So welcome. I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent, and you won't be disappointed today. Now, please join me out on Facebook on the Entrepreneur Mastery Group. Just apply to join the group. I have to approve you and all of that, but it's a place where we can share with one another, support one another on this entrepreneur journey. And I'm very active in that group. I'm in there every day. So I hope to see you there. And remember that you can find the links to this show on lots of different places. The best, easiest place, I guess, to go first is to my website at BonnieGressel.com because I have all of the icons linked to those sites elsewhere. But, you know, places like iHeartRadio and iTunes, obviously, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, Speaker, SoundCloud, I mean, the list goes on. So feel free to check me out on your favorite network and, you know, favorite me or you know, whatever you do on that particular platform so that it gets into your regular feed. And I always have a gift for you on the show page here, so be sure you check that out. I change it up from time to time, but there's always something for you that's free because I do this for you. I mean, I don't do this for me, really. I do this for all of you, to share all these wonderful guests with you and to offer you, you know, things that you might need on your journey, to offer you things that will help you, because I think we all deserve to live the life that we want. So now, without further ado, allow me to introduce Liz Hancock and get into our juicy conversation for today. Elizabeth Mary Hancock transforms passionate entrepreneurs and small business owners from fearful to fabulous, enabling them to get more clients, charge what they're worth, and feel fabulous about it. Their businesses go from average to awesome as they achieve true and financial freedom with a process that lasts a lifetime. Liz helps her clients think big and create their dream business. She makes it a fun process and pain-free by blasting through their limitations and beliefs, and then coaches them through the cycle of success and beyond. Liz is a coach, a mentor, a speaker, and a trainer, and a certified Tapping Into Wealth coach. She's also an EFT Level 2 practitioner and an NLP coach. Liz is the founder of the Enlightened Entrepreneur Academy and Project Freedom, which is her signature one-year breakthrough program for passionate entrepreneurs and small business owners. She's also the Amazon number one best-selling author of The Prosperity Factor with Joe Vitale. Join me in welcoming Liz to the summit today. Well, welcome, Liz. I am so excited to have you here on Entrepreneur Mastery to share all of your insights and wisdom with all of us. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day.
Oh, Bonnie, it's such a pleasure. I love doing these summit interviews. Any excuse to talk about the love that we share for what we do is time well spent, in my opinion. So thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Oh, and we're going to get into an awesome conversation today. But first, I would like people to know a little bit more about you. You know, everyone's got a journey. Everyone's got a story. So could you share with all of us a little bit about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
Of course. Yes. Yes. I'd love to do that. Thank you. So I'll try and keep it brief, but I need to give you a little bit of context because it is so relevant in terms of what we're going to talk about today. But I grew up in a family that wasn't, you know, nothing from, you know, pretty normal average family, really. I was a very sensitive child, had a lot of insecurities and kind of, yeah, just, fought against my did a lot of fighting with my sisters when I was young, a lot of kind of jostling for position, and a lot of thoughts around, gosh, I'm not going to be poor like my parents are when I'm older. My father worked really, really hard but didn't earn much money, and my mum stayed at home looking after us kids. So I went out to work, eventually started to make decent money, but still struggled at the end of each month with little in my bank account towards the end of the month, and really did have to work very incredibly hard for it. Kind of thought, okay, maybe I'm just a bit slower than some people. But why does it, like, it's taking so much out of me? And I was kind of emulating my father's patterns. He had had several nervous breakdowns when we were children. And I realized that actually I was just kind of doing the same. Long story short, I had this amazing career in HR, human resources and personnel, did some management development coaching and that kind of thing. Gave some time up to have my children. Who are now 6 and 8 and who are absolutely wonderful. But when my youngest was probably just a year, I think, I knew that I would want to do something. I loved my kids dearly, but I needed to do something else. And I discovered this amazing technique while I was, I'd kind of put my toe in the alternative world while I was having my babies and getting a bit postnatal and, you know, a bit overwhelmed with motherhood, shall we say. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to train in this wonderful technique called emotional freedom technique, or tapping. Did the classic thing which most mums with young children do, is I went networking. I spent a lot of time and energy networking, a lot of money. Didn't get that many clients, didn't have a niche, tried to help everyone and be all things to all people, and exhausted myself with that as well.
Those are mistakes that none of the rest of us make, right?
No one ever. So that kind of brought me to this crossroads where my husband and I were talking one night, and it was like, look, I can't go back to the city to my last career because the kids are at private school. You know, we've chosen to have this lifestyle and for me to drive the kids to school every day and be a mum at home. I can't make decent money unless I go back to the city. So let's kind of just forget about it. Let's accept that my business is just a hobby business and it will never earn me more than pocket money. So we were like, yeah, okay, done. And sorry, babe, but you've got to keep slogging your guts out, trekking into the city every day on the tube. So 2 days later, I actually got very ill, which now I look back and I think I know what that was. I think it was sent to me to really kind of like whack me around the face and say, actually, you don't want this. And I was listening to a webinar while I was in bed, and I only listened to bits and pieces of it because I kept falling asleep because I was so ill. But I found myself signing up to this coaching call. And I spoke to this amazing lady, and she did such a good sales job on me. I did tell her that I had to talk to my husband. I didn't talk to him, but I did talk to her again and signed up to her coaching program. And during that time, I had a bit of a crisis of confidence, like, what am I going to teach these people? So I also signed up with a second coach at the same time to someone who I'd always admired and always thought was a complete rock star, which was Margaret Lynch, who is the queen of tapping into wealth. So she runs a program called Tapping Into Wealth Coach Training Program. So I signed up with her. I knew it would help me, but as soon as I started doing it, I realized actually this is the work that I want to share with others. And obviously she trained me to do that. So it was all around managing my mindset around money, making sure that I was in control for once in my life, that I got rid of these feelings of not feeling good enough, of feeling that I constantly had to prove myself, of having this overwhelming urge for my parents to tell me that they were proud of me, and to, you know, to really feel like I mattered, and to also ideally make a decent amount of money in the process and do that without killing myself and flogging my guts out. And if it wasn't for Margaret, I don't think I would have got through my other coaching program, which was all around how to build my business online, because there were people falling off, you know, just falling off the horse left, right and center, having body breakdown, nervous breakdown, anything, you know, everything was happening. And yet there I was, for once in my life, actually feeling quite strong and having these wonderful gifts and these wonderful processes that were making me strong, but also at the same time gearing me up to be able to teach this stuff. So that's what happened. I tripled my rates in a very short period of time, and also started offering packages and programs, and funneled that into a one-year program now, which is kind of like my signature program, Project Freedom, which I just absolutely adore. I have this group of clients who are utterly amazing, and I can't imagine what my life would have been like if I hadn't have signed up to that, to work with that coach. I just can't imagine it. So yeah, a huge transformation, and in quite a short period of time. This was only like two years ago that it started. So things can happen pretty quickly when you really put your mind to it. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing your story, because I think there's a few key points in there that I want to, you know, flesh out a little bit more. I mean, everyone, I think most people have money issues, right? In terms of their relationship with money, how they feel about it, the limiting beliefs that they have around it. Maybe it's stuff that they grew up with as a kid. And then there, how powerful emotional freedom technique is, not just in dealing with those issues, but really any type of issue. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, living what you're meant to live. And hearing you say that it didn't really take all that long, I think is reassuring for many entrepreneurs, especially newer entrepreneurs who are out there thinking, oh my God, this is going to take forever to, you know, but it doesn't have to, it can be fast. So those are some really key things that I would like to talk a little bit more on based on your story. So let's start with the money thing, you know, how, because that's a lot of what you do based on your experience. How do you help people to get past some of those things? I mean, if I was going to send someone to you, Liz, what kind of person would that be?
Okay. So I really like to work with people that are just ready and hungry for this stuff. Mm-hmm. Someone who knows that they've got emotional blocks, that doesn't just want business strategy. You know, I have worked with clients where I give them what they need, not necessarily what they want, and it works. But when it really works, when the magic really happens, is when someone is willing to go there. Someone's willing to open up, and that is so powerful. And most people, or at least most of the clients that I attract, or all of the clients that I work with, are really ready to go there. And by going there, I mean like they're ready to dig down and look at their past. So they're ready to talk about how their parents were towards them. Was there a lot of scarcity and not enough money to go around when they were younger? Was love withheld and attention withheld? Not necessarily intentionally. I always have to caveat this with, I'm not parent bashing here. You know, most of our parents did what they could, but you know, times were hard for a lot of them, and especially if they had more than say two kids, sharing the love around it was quite often a challenge then. You know, they did what they could, and we're living in very different times now, very enlightened times. So I'm not parent bashing, but having said that, a lot of it comes down to how we were treated as children. You know, children should be seen and not heard. You know, being told to, you know, I came from a time, especially being British, where, you know, my whole family are really shy. And I remember when I wanted to do a talent show at a holiday camp we were at, and my parents were like, like physically so obviously embarrassed at me getting on the stage. And that's had a massive impact on my on holding myself back in terms of getting on a stage and talking about what I do, because I go straight back to that time where I said something stupid on the stage and everyone laughed and my parents were embarrassed. You know, that wasn't intentional for my parents, but it had a massive impact on me. And it's these little events that can kind of chip away and create this programming in our mind that it's not safe to play a bigger part in the world. It's safer if we stay small. It's not safe, perhaps, let's turn it back to money. You know, the classic phrase, money is the root of all evil, or rich people are selfish, we might be poor, but at least we're happy. All those things from, if you think how impressionable little children are, you grow up thinking that money isn't safe, money is bad, money's the enemy, rich people are bad. If I am successful and therefore rich or, abundant in money, then my family might reject me because that's the subconscious programming that they gave me as a child. Most of us aren't even aware that we have this programming. They might not even be aware that they have these beliefs. So what I would do is go through a belief questionnaire and say, where are you on that trajectory? What beliefs do you hold? And then dig a bit deeper as to say, why do you hold those beliefs? What went on as a child to inform, to make you believe that that is the way the world is? And then once we know what that is, it's not just a case of being aware of it. We can actually use the EFT and the tapping to literally release those feelings, release that programming, and actually reprogram the brain so that we create new neural pathways to tell us that actually money is safe. It's okay to have money. It's not a bad thing. Actually, money can be a real gift. It can bring a lot of pleasure and a lot of comfort and a lot of safety to a lot of people. Just because we're rich, we don't have to abuse that position. All of those things that actually make it okay to be successful. If you're trying to be successful in your business and grow your business, especially if you're trying to do it quickly, then to have those thoughts that even if they're subconscious and you're not even aware of them, that actually money isn't safe or you might be rejected by your family, then, or judged, or, you know, whatever, and people laughing at you or questioning you, that's going to really hold you back energetically. It's going to really stop you from, things aren't just going to flow. Things aren't going to go right for you. You might have a lot of success, but then actually it will probably all crumble, or you'll have a big income, but you'll still be short of money at the end of the month, which is like I was when I was working in the city. Yeah, earning decent money, but still didn't have enough at the end because I was staying loyal to my parents' struggle. And once I've broken those vows, I still completely respect where my parents were and all of that, but it doesn't mean that I have to just align myself to be a carbon copy of them. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. And that's such a good point because, you know, people, there's a saying about how people, your clients, will value you as much as you value yourself. And so it really begins with that inner self, you know, the worthiness factor and all of the stuff that goes with that. And then if you are successful, there's that whole self-sabotage thing that, again, you probably don't even know you're doing because it's at that subconscious level. So how do you help people when someone comes to you and they're like, you know, they're struggling with money in terms of like maybe asking their clients to make a payment or something's not working or they're running out of money by the end of the month, every month? How do you help them? I mean, you go through the assessment, you find out where they're blocked, then what?
Okay. So it's a real combination. I mean, you could just do the mindset, but then your clients would go elsewhere for the business stuff. Mm-hmm. So it has to be a combination of business strategy and action, giving them specific actions to take, as well as the mindset work. And depending on the client and where they are currently and you know, how they work, that kind of thing, it's just a judgment call, what you do first, what you put in place first. But on a kind of like money programming, money mindset perspective, there's 12 core processes that I don't always do all of them. Sometimes I do more, sometimes I do less. But 12 core processes where we look at your money story, we look at how you're programmed around money, and we just layer by layer release that. So we, for example, one of the processes is looking at you as a child in the house that you grew up in. Another one of those is going back to your parents, you know, pulling up in a limo and looking amazing. So we do this through visualization. And you walk into your parents' house and, you know, how do they react? You're literally dripping with money and wealth and success. And how do they react? And it's amazing the amount of people whose parents just like, they won't even talk to me. They can't even look at me. They're embarrassed. They're ashamed. Like, if you have that going on when you think of being rich, that's going to have such an impact on your success. And so it's crucial we get aware of that, but then we do the tapping to release that. And then we can, that enables us to create this much nicer visualization, much more positive, you know, really aligned. You end up with your parents saying they're proud of you, even if they've never actually been able to say that to you in real life. Just to have that message given to you that, you know, okay, my parents might not be able to say it to me, but they are actually proud of me. Mm-hmm. It's so powerful, this work. But then also we're doing the more practical stuff, the more logical stuff. So, okay, you've got to value yourself. So let's look at your pricing. Are you actually pricing your offerings way too low? Because actually, on a psychological basis, if it's too low, people aren't going to think you're very good. Whereas if you price yourself fairly high, they're going to automatically, and it's not about pulling the wool over people's eyes or misleading them, but actually, as long as you know that you can deliver results, and obviously we focus on what are the key results and benefits you can give someone, if you can really deliver that, then actually positioning yourself at the mid to top of the market is much more beneficial to you and the client, because they're going to come in really motivated. They're going to do the homework. They're going to show up to the sessions fully engaged because they're parting with a decent amount of money, you know, like summits, for example. Summits are fantastic. I love them. And we get so much out of them. But when it comes to taking it a bit further, if people jump in with a coach and invest a lot of money, then they can maximize their return on investment, maximize their profits, maximize the business growth. If they start to do, you know, this little online course here, and then that one with that person, and that one with that one person, it's all great positive stuff. But actually, is it going to give you that quantum leap that you're really looking for? So actually valuing yourself so your clients can value you is really, really important. That's just an example of one of the steps that I'd look at. I'd look at, you know, what are you giving people? What are you, what's your offering? What's your idea? Who is your ideal client? Who is it that you really want to work with? And all of that combined with the mindset work and, you know, not shrinking when you get a knockback. Learning to deal with objections when people say no to you when you're selling. Doing that in a really practical way, having a system to follow, but also doing the inner work where when somebody says no, it doesn't feel like a rejection, like your first friend dumping you in the playground or being bullied at school or whatever. You know, it's so easy to think like that, or a first boss saying no to you, no to a promotion. I had that issue myself. So to break those chains and to not carry that through to your business is going to be so amazing to set you up for long-term success and profitability in your business.
Oh, I love that. And I love what you said about, you know, raising your prices, actually, you know, that's a good thing as opposed to keeping your prices too low, because you're right. People think, oh, well, how good can this be? It's not that expensive. But if they have to your clients truly have to invest in you, they've got, now in the States, we have a term called they've got skin in the game. I don't know if they use that term in Canada, but it's like that they're vested in this too. They've got something that they have invested as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that makes such a difference.
Absolutely. And I can literally hear people out there going, yeah, but what about the people that genuinely can't afford it? And I do appreciate that. I'm not one of these people that says, oh, everyone can find the money from somewhere. You know, whatever state you're in, there's always money that you can find. And yes, for some people that might be the case, but for people that have a mortgage to pay and children to clothe and send to school and all those things, I do get that. You know, investing £10,000 in a high level coaching program isn't going to be possible for some of them, or just isn't going to be, you know, a goer for them. But so the way I look at that is, if you're if you're actually offering high level services, so you're getting a decent income, once you've got a decent income, then you can go and reach the people that can't afford it. Then you can do some charity work or something. But if you start off doing that, you're never going to get yourself out of a place where you're going to be more influential and actually more use to those people. You know, if you're getting a decent income, you can offer lower paid, lower cost services. So I have my kind of entry level program, my Enlightened Entrepreneur Academy, and it's only £97 a month. It's what I see hopefully as a stepping stone for people into my higher level programs. But if it's not and people are happy with that, you know, it's gold that's in there. But, you know, that is an option for them. And I've only been able to offer that because I'm getting the income from my higher level members and people that I coach.
Oh, that is such a good point. I'm so glad that you brought that up. Now, I know things are maybe not the same in the UK as they are in the US and all of that. And our phrases are maybe different. Same thing with Canada and in other countries, but the core issues are the same, right?
Completely.
And it's, so, you know, we've talked about lots of awesome things today and we could go on all day with this topic because I think this is so important because I think everyone struggles with money. But if people could only remember one more thing in their brain today, what do you think is the most important thing that you want our listeners to leave with from our conversation today, Liz?
Okay. Gosh, that's a really hard one.
I know.
What's the biggest thing? So I think, you know, like law of attraction is so powerful. And, you know, when I discovered The Secret, I was blown away and it has helped transform my life. The work I do goes a level deeper than that. And I'm not saying I'm better than the law of attraction, but the reason the law of attraction doesn't work for a lot of people is because it's a bit like putting a sticking plaster on a really deep wound. And actually that wound needs to be flushed out. It needs to be stitched up and bandaged rather than just a little sticking plaster that's actually going to make it turn septic and go all horrible. So what I mean by that is if you're practicing the law of attraction, but deep down you still believe that you're not good enough, that there's this tiny little voice, no matter how quiet it is, that's telling you, yeah, you're saying that, but that's never actually really going to happen for you. Or you're trying and trying and trying and it's not working. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just that your beliefs need addressing, your really deep core beliefs. So thoughts do become feelings and feelings do become actions. But actually, if your thoughts are so deeply ingrained that it's impossible just to switch them like that, you know, that's, some people can do that, but the people I work with, normally that's more of a challenge. So, you know, if the law of attraction isn't working for you, you're not broken, there's nothing wrong with you, you're the same as thousands and thousands of other people, millions in fact, and you just need to work on your core beliefs and your core issues, and that's where it stems from. And if you can fix that, then you can kind of fix anything, and you can have anything, you can be anything, you can do anything. So I guess that's my key message.
I love that. And the fact that you stress that it's, that you can change it, that it is doable. You can have, be, do, or anything. And that is so true. Thank you so much for sharing that. Well, Liz, I know that people are going to want more of you. I want more of you because of the work that you do. So tell us, obviously I'll put your website here on the page, but with this interview, but tell us how people can reach out to you, find more about your services and all the programs that you have and maybe work with you.
Yeah, sure. So, well, first of all, thank you for that, Bonnie. That's marvelous. So people can look at my website, www.elizabethmaryhancock.com. And all the information about my various services are there. I also want to give your viewers a PDF copy of my recent book, Limited to Limitless. It's not on the shelves yet or on Amazon, so you're kind of having a bit of a sneak peek. Mm-hmm. So they can, there'll be a link for that, won't there? They can download that. Limited to Limitless, it's called. And I also want to offer people a business breakthrough session. So that's when I can help you identify what it is that's holding you back, whether you do need to do this work or not, or whether you just need to take some action in your business to get you to the next level. So my business breakthrough session, Limited to Limitless, and obviously look up on my website, just get in contact, you can email me, liz@elizabethmaryhancock, if you want to jump straight into a conversation and or just ask me a question or whatever. You know, I'm really here to serve. This is what I love doing, is bringing this work to as many people as possible. And I'm just really grateful that you're part of what's enabling me to do that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for your generous gift and for all of the I think hope and inspiration you've provided for all of us today. I can't thank you enough. I do EFT as well, kind of, you know, have for years on the side. So I know how powerful that can be. But for any of our listeners who aren't familiar with it, they can certainly probably find more information on your website or go searching for it on Mr. Google or whatever they want to do. But it is such a powerful tool. And I am truly thankful that there are people in the world like you, Liz, who help people with this tool.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.